One storm system is diminishing across the Midwest today, and another is going to brew a little later this weekend. The storm system that's coming up this weekend will change the landscape in the upper parts of the Midwest, from portions of northeastern Nebraska and Iowa into Minnesota and Wisconsin. The upper Mississippi River Basin will be faced with an increasing amount of snowfall, and a storm system about as significant as that which occurred in the Central Plains will likely impact these areas as we move into the Sunday-Monday time period. In fact, the storm will linger a little bit longer across the Great Lakes region as we move on into the middle part of next week. Snow accumulations of 4 to 9 inches and local totals up to around 12 inches will occur across some of this region, and the moisture content will run up to 7/10 of an inch easily, and some locations could get more than an inch. The storm system may turn out to be a mini blizzard with a strong wind on the backside of the storm could cause some significant blowing and drifting, although at the moment that storm system is only a marginal blizzard in the making. The storm system that came out of the plains, though, in the last day or so has produced some significant amounts of moisture across a part of hard red winter wheat country and the state of Missouri. These areas have seen 4/10 of an inch to 1.60 inches of moisture, and some locations even more, and some substantial snow accumulations were noted as well. These areas are all in recovery mode at the moment from the big drought of 2012. It'll take a whole lot more precipitation than what we've just seen to really make a serious change in the subsoil and the long-term water supply, but we have to start sometime, and perhaps this is a good time for that. As far as starting a new trend, though, across the Midwest, that is not expected here. We're actually going to fall back into the old pattern of a more limited precipitation bias for the plains and the western Corn Belt for a while. As soon as we get through with the cold period that's going to last here for the next week to 10 days, we should start bringing moisture back up along with some warmer air from the Gulf of Mexico into this colder air mass. That should set the stage for some greater amounts of precipitation across parts of the Midwest, and we could indeed see some further improvements in the western Corn Belt as well as parts of the hard red wheat country. We're still focusing, though, on the second half of March and April for a more steady or at least routine occurrence of precipitation across some of these areas. In the meantime, if you're looking for a flooded area for this coming week, you should probably look into the southeastern corner of the country. It looks like portions of Georgia and Alabama and some neighboring areas in the Carolinas could be subjected to some local flooding because of heavy rain. Two waves of precipitation will move through that corner of the country. Our temperatures here across the Midwest over these next couple of days are expected to be cool initially, but in fact will be cooler than normal, I should say, for most of the coming week. Our low temperatures at night are expected to slip back into the teens and 20s most often across the Midwest, but some single-digit readings will occur in northwestern areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.